USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At least six people are dead as a massive wildfire burns out of control on Hawaii's Maui Island. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke said today hurricane-force winds in the region and drought conditions have fueled the fire. The fire has devastated the tourist town of Lahaina on the northwestern tip of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green is discouraging all non-essential travel to Hawaii.
This is to protect you and free up flights and hotels for locals who have lost their homes. Speaking with folks at Alaska Airlines, they tell me 2,000 people evacuated to Maui's airport, OGG, plus 65% of Alaska's staff is impacted in one way or another. Alaska's limiting flights to use fewer staff, sending backups to Maui for folks stuck in their homes while simultaneously trying to get as many people off the island as possible. All major airlines have travel waivers in place, either no change fees or refunds. I'm Lucinda Kay.
House Republicans will formally accuse President Biden of corruption. A memo released from House Oversight Committee members argues that it doesn't need to directly show payments from Hunter Biden's dealings to the president to prove corruption. Republicans argue the payments to Hunter Biden's multiple accounts by foreign entities, including Russia, implicate the president. President Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency, although he's actually yet to make a formal declaration. In an interview with the Weather Channel, Biden was asked whether he was prepared to declare a climate emergency.
I've already done that. We've conserved more land. We've moved into, we rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We've passed a $368 billion climate control facility.
Biden is highlighting his clean energy policies in New Mexico. The president spoke to a crowd at the Arcosa Wind Towers facility. Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence. A new poll from YouGov shows 62% of registered voters are mostly or somewhat concerned. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein is back home after going to the hospital after a fall on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the Democrat described the incident as a minor fall in her home. This comes as the 90-year-old senator has dealt with health issues over the last year. The Biden administration is defending its decision to pull out of Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said it was the correct policy choice, but declined whether to say it was a success. The administration has faced sharp criticism over the chaotic withdrawal. A suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghans. New York City is on shark watch as agencies launch daily drones to monitor all the beaches.
It comes just days after a shark attack at Rockaway Beach, the first one New York City has seen in decades.
We've never had such an incident happen to us here in the Rockaways.
Parks Department Deputy Commissioner Iris Rodriguez-Rosa says units will be looking for sharks and anything they might follow.
When you talk about the schools of fishes, yes, usually the sharks may follow that, so we will carefully look at that very closely to make sure we monitor. Our lifeguards will be looking at it carefully with the binoculars.
The FDNY and NYPD says they'll fly drones over all New York City beaches from 9 a.m. until dusk every day until the end of the summer. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Target customers will soon be able to add Starbucks to their drive-up orders. The retailer announced it's beginning a nationwide rollout of the option for shoppers to add Starbucks food and drinks to be delivered straight to their car. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.